let's get into the program about indoor, non-edible plants that can be grown year-round, Holly.
Yeah, so you want to, it's nice to have plants in your home for many reasons. Sometimes they purify the air. Sometimes they just provide you some nice color. Sometimes they also just offer, I don't know, whatever, something good. So one thing, you can kind of categorize different areas of your home. So if you're looking for like a plant to put in the family room or the den or more of a communal space, or like a TV room, one would definitely be the peace lily. And
well, I think we need to disclose here before we get into identifying these plants. One, you need to know that you are capable of having a plant indoors, meaning if you don't have you don't have to worry about small children getting a hold of it, tipping over, if it's going to be elevated high enough, if you've got animals, pets that may use it as a litter box or just as a curiosity device and knock it off shelves and stuff like that.
Right, for sure. And some plants do have a chance to be poisonous.
Correct.
So that's something to keep in mind as well. If you have a curious pet or child that might eat the plant, it might not be good. So that's definitely a good point. And also, you have to consider lighting conditions. A lot of these houseplants either like a lot of light or don't like a lot of light. Sometimes it is in between, but that's something to keep in mind as well. The peace lily.
Peace lily, yes.
It's good for different lighting situations. It's very low maintenance, and it has nice little smooth green leaves. And it's a pretty well-contained plant. It doesn't get out of control or anything.
Now, with these plants, you kind of need to know a little bit about the environment, like you talked about, but also the temperature. Are you in Southern California? Is it going to be air-conditioned a lot of portion of the year? Are you in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where you're going to have, you know, the air conditioner on for part of the year and then the heat on, and what type of heat? Because these plants all are affected very differently by those climatic differences. So we want to keep aware of that. Now, where can we, we'll name these off. Where is a good place to find these types of plants if they want to purchase it? We're not necessarily starting these from seed. We're getting these already established and bringing them into our home.
Well, there's a lot of options for you. A lot of big box stores do have a house plant area. Also, you can call your local garden center, and sometimes they have house plants.
And they've got it like a year-round greenhouse that they've keep them humidified.
Yeah.
And warm all year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also there's smaller garden centers that grow, that will have, if you ask around sometimes, if you call a garden center and they say, no, we don't have them, but maybe a different garden center does, a lot of times they'll give you the information. There's different groups on Facebook, social media, where you can find plant groups, things like that.
All right, what's the next one on our list?
It's called the Golden Pothos, and what this is...
It's P-O-T-H-O-S.
Yeah, and it's really good for clearing pollutants out of the air. In fact, even NASA has done research that it is good for clearing the impurities out of the air.
Okay. Bamboo palm.
Yep. So this is another one that NASA likes, and it purifies the air. It does need to be more carefully watered, and it just makes a nice living room plant.
Well, now bamboo, there's two types of bamboo that you can grow outdoors. There's a controlled type of bamboo, and then there's a very invasive bamboo that even the strongest weed killing company in the world has said, good luck with that. It's very, very invasive. So if you're going to plant bamboo outside, you want to do it in a very large container and not in the ground if you are at all concerned that it's going to spread under with runners, because you may plant it by the mailbox, but by dinner time, some of these bamboos will run underneath the house and in the backyard because they're so invasive. Not, I'm being exaggerating, but it doesn't take much time. So we want to be cautious.
It's a bamboo plant.
It's a bamboo plant, yeah. But so I just want to put that warning out, because people, oh, bamboo's pretty, let's plant it. Don't do that. Put it in a container. But bamboo palm can be grown inside. And also, let's see here, what else we got? French lavender.
Yeah, so these are stuff that is good for maybe where you sleep. One would be because it's helpful and relaxing. It's a relaxing plant, more or less. And then also because it does remove toxins from the air. So French lavender, and people find lavender to be a calming scent. So that is a plant that you could have near where you sleep to be calming.
Now, when we say clean the impurities out of the air, we're talking the air you breathe out, maybe some dust or that type of thing. We're not talking about that you go through a pack of cigarettes a day and it's going to purify the air in your house. It doesn't do that.
No. So this is like just common, you know, whatever is floating around.
Right.
Here.
Just to be clear that these plants aren't miracle workers.
Right.
Another one here is
the snake plant. And everybody has seen this plant. It looks like kind of like little leaves shooting up out of the pot. Like kind of more pointy looking leaves. I don't really know how to describe it.
Cause it's not mother-in-law's tongue.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I just know it's known as a snake plant.
Okay.
So it's good for a corner if you want to put a plant in a corner because it kind of stays more contained as well.
Vertical and it doesn't spread out
right.
Like some of these will.
And so, you know, if you're thinking about you've been spending a lot of time at home and you're like, I want to redecorate or I want to spruce something up, think about getting a plant. Think about perhaps getting some sort of hanger for that plant or just rearranging around the plant, and sometimes that can be a nice focal point.
And you do have to feed these plants. Each of these type of plants require a different fertilization regimen and moisture. Some of these plants like a lot of moisture in the soil. Other ones do not like as much. Some of them like that wet time and then that dry time. And also it all depends on how dry the air is in your home as well, how frequently you need to water, in addition to how much soil is in the pot, because the less amount of soil you have, the quicker it's going to dry out. So these all are factors, because we see this happen in the springtime in the outdoor world of gardening, where you go to the garden center and you see these people buying these hanging baskets and they're beautiful, and then they forget to water them, and then they are on the side of the road because they just chucked the whole thing out there and said, well, it died and I'm a terrible gardener.
Right.
You got to water it.
Right. And that's another thing is actually a lot of times if you go on to different like websites like the Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, people are getting rid of houseplants for whatever reason. Maybe it was too much of a commitment for them. Maybe they got a pet that decided that it wanted to be best friends with the plant, whatever, small children, who knows. But sometimes you can find really nice developed plants in nice potted containers for a pretty good price.
All right. We've got, what else we have here?
We got the, it's called the Dracaenia. I think is how you pronounce it. And, this is when you have a lot of space to fill. So say you
corner
have
of a three season room of some sort. Yeah.
Something like that. But it is, the leaves can be toxic. So that's something to keep in mind.
We got a fern. We got ferns. Ferns are easy to grow.
So ferns do good in bathrooms because they like a little bit of humidity. So if it's,
and they seem to be able to tolerate that low light.
Yeah.
As well.
And then another one, this is a really good option if you don't have a lot of light, is a cast iron plant. It's very hardy. And if you forget to water it or something, it's okay. And
if you forget to water it for 2 weeks, it's okay. If you forget to water it for 7 years, no.
No, but like it bounces back from not watering for a little bit and it doesn't need a lot of light.
Orchids is something that you enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't have an orchid yet.
It's But these are tropical plants and there is a very unique and way to water them. They actually will grow in the roots or the armpit of the tree, where it will get some water and then it will dry out. These roots are not necessarily in soil. So it's one of those, you water it and then you pour the water off. And that's how the orchid grows. And it blooms a couple of times a year, I think. We've never had one, but there are multiple.
No, we have not.
Yeah. There's multiple different varieties in which you can get. There's a little maintenance to it, but that's the same with all of these plants, when it comes to that. Now in the studio here, Holly went to a local independent garden center, I guess it was, and bought this humongous plant. I have no idea what it is.
It's a monstera.
It's a monstera, okay. Uh-huh. And the purpose of this humongous plant is?
It will help purify the air.
Okay.
And it's pretty, and it's nice. And I like it.
And then the other one's sitting in
a corner. I got a Calathea.
Uh-huh.
And actually one of my coworkers gave it to me. She bought it for me for my birthday like few years ago, and it was at my office, but now I work from home.
Right. And so we thought it was dead.
Yeah, but
because you hadn't been in the office for 6 months.
No, it was like 3 months.
Well, it seems like 7 years. But anyway,
right. Yeah. But luckily our maintenance guy, he watered the plants in the office, so it was actually probably overwatered, but that's okay. So yeah, now it's here. We repotted it into this fun little planter, and that's where we're at.
English ivy is a very easy plant to grow indoors. Peppermint is another one. Anything with mint in it, you want to grow it in a container. Lemon balm is also another easy one to grow.
Now, the English ivy, the peppermint, and the lemon balm are good for, like, the home office.
Uh-huh.
So they can – lemon balm is nice. Peppermint peppermint's supposed to help your memory.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's your hearing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who are you?
Sometimes I wish I could forget about you, too, Joe.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
People are yelling at the radio going, see, they're the same as us.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So English ivy. Now, another thing is to keep in mind is that some of these plants might vine
mm-hmm.
and grow and whatever. So, I know one of my coworkers had an ivy and she would have to cut it back at some point. Otherwise, it was just like climbing across
right.
the cube walls. So, yeah.
So there's just a list of several of, and there's hundreds of different types of house plants in which you can grow on the non-edible side of the realm, and it's nothing wrong with a non-edible plant. It does a lot of benefits as well as add something to look at in the cold, cold months that soon will be upon us.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.